Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Friday, September 5th. Columbus County Commissioner Giles Buddy Bird is out on $500 bond and a charge of misdemeanor larceny that came out of Bladen County. Bird, age 76, allegedly took a 5-gallon bucket of hydraulic oil from a farm in Tar Heel. The alleged incident occurred August 31st. Bird was taken into custody Tuesday. Kalani Kendall Josephina and Sophia Melvin will be eulogized in a memorial service Sunday at Worthington Funeral Home in Chadbourne. The four girls, ages 2, 4, 6, and 7, died in a structure fire on Colony Road Saturday. No adults were present in the home at the time. The girls' father, Patrick Ellis, said a funeral service and interment will be held at a later date. The structure fire is the deadliest in more than a century here and has made national headlines. Permanent power service has been requested for the ramps at US 74 in Whitewell. City Manager Darren Curry said the lights have been rewired from the construction project. They are now ready to be turned back on. If you're unfamiliar with the area that we're talking about, go drive around the roundabout a few times, especially try it at night. It can be challenging. The city owns all the lights on the ramps on US 74 there, and Duke owns the ones that are along Highway 701. The lights should be back on in the very near future. Don't worry, temporary lights will still be in place for the time being. Chadbourne Town Council on Tuesday passed a new ordinance regulating the location of vape and tobacco shops. Under the new rules, businesses may not be within 400 feet of any residential district. They must be 1,500 feet from any school, church, or similar establishment, and stores must be at least 2,000 feet away from the next vape and tobacco store. Columbus County Schools showed major improvements for the 24-25 term, according to a fresh release from the system. For the first time since the pandemic, the system moved out of the low performing status. All schools met or exceeded growth, and they achieved at least a C grade in their performance. Graduation rates were up, and the reading proficiency improved in both K-8 and high school as well. We have more details in this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will honor retiring Deputy Police Chief Billy Hens. And Andre Jackson, well-known detective lieutenant, will be taking the oath to fill that position. The board will also hear an update on the airport water and sewer improvements and the Provolish project. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. It can also be viewed online. A graveside service will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. for a local veteran. Corby Ward served in the United States Marine Corps in Vietnam. When Angela Norris discovered Ward's only kin could not help with his final arrangements, Norris and volunteers from the Veterans Memorial Park stepped up to help honor him. All veterans and the public are invited to attend the 11 o'clock service Tuesday at Peacock Funeral Home, 1227 Madison Street in Whiteville. Remember, today is the Wellness Health Fair at Vineland Station. Going to be a whole lot of fun. A joint effort between Donnery Cancer Center and the local first responders. The event will feature health and first responder information booths, free health screenings, mental health service information, and much more. Kona Ice is going to be outside, and it's warming up again, so it's good weather for that. At 2 p.m., there's the Battle of the Badges Cornhole Tournament. The event is free, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m. at Vineland Station in downtown Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.